Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, December 10th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is a possibly, maybe major development in the legal battle between Apple and Qualcomm. In China, a court has issued an injunction that Qualcomm claims bans the import and sale of most iPhones in China, which sounds big, but Apple says all iPhones remain available in China, including iPhone 6S through iPhone 10, which the injunction targets, despite the court decision, and Apple is appealing the decision in court. The injunction is based on patents that relate to resizing images and using touch-based navigation apps, but Apple doesn't appear to use either patented technology that Qualcomm claims to own with iOS 12. The legal battle between Apple and Qualcomm started almost 2 years ago in January 2017 when Apple sued Qualcomm for $1 billion over what it claims are unfair royalties. Qualcomm has since stated that Apple owes $7 billion in unpaid royalties since the initial lawsuit, and the two companies don't appear to be settling out of court anytime soon. Meanwhile, in Germany, the launch of Apple Pay appears imminent 4 years after debuting in the United States. Apple updated its website to say Apple Pay is coming soon last month, and today there were multiple reports of Apple Pay launching in Germany this week, maybe even as soon as Tuesday. And Apple launched four new operating system betas today, iOS and tvOS 12.1.2, watchOS 5.1.3, and macOS 10.14.3. Betas were released to developers today without any notable changes beyond bug fixes. And also on the site today, I've written about my experience using the Apple Watch to track half marathon runs. My first experience a year ago showed the limits of Apple Watch and AirPods battery life. So I've started using a Bluetooth heart rate monitor and Bose SoundSport free wireless headphones for longer runs, but I still saw battery life around 30% 2 weeks ago when I ran my second half marathon. On Sunday, I ran my third half marathon race and tested the watch with LTE turned off for the first time, finishing the race with over 50% battery and only using 41% battery during the run. Cellular was still useful for sending a few messages before the race and even making a phone call after the race to meet family, and I wouldn't want to run without my iPhone if cellular wasn't a few taps away on the watch, but turning it off for longer workouts and using a Bluetooth heart rate monitor is a great way to sometimes double battery life on long workouts. And on youtube.com/9to5Mac, Jeff Benjamin has a hands-on video review of the new $39 Apple Clear Case for iPhone XR. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his weekend columns.
Hey, thanks, Zach. So Saturday, I was looking at some teacher gift guide ideas. So it's obviously the time of year when you're buying gifts for your children's teachers. So I have some cool, fun tech ideas in there. Always things like, you know, USB-C accessories, new external hard drives for using Time Machine, and just a host of other things. And so check out the link if you're needing some ideas for Christmas for your kids' teachers. And on Sunday, I was looking at Apple's latest iPad commercial for the iPad Pro. And you know, I really kind of took a little bit of offense to it. You know, one thing, I won't go through the whole article, but one of the things I'll speak to here is it promoting LTE connectivity so it's always on. And that's great. That is an absolutely great point about the iPad Pro, that you can get an LTE model like you can all models. But I feel like, you know, is that a dig against the Mac because the Mac doesn't have LTE? I mean, there are plenty of Windows PCs and Chromebooks that have LTE built in. And really the major category or the major platform that doesn't is macOS. And so there's just some, I don't know, there's just some frustrations I have with that commercial, because I feel like it's almost like, you know, the iPad as a company versus Mac as a company. Like, these things are two separate entities. And so then I kind of work through and say, you know, here are five reasons why the iPad Pro shouldn't be your next computer. Now, again, I love the iPad. Don't get me wrong. I feel like I criticize the iPad a lot, and it's not out of dislike for it, but it's because I love the platform so much and I use it so much that I want it to just really grow and evolve. And I'm hoping we get that soon. But yeah, check out the article. Let me know what you think in the comments.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.